Our processional hymn this morning is 434. Let us rise in body or spirit. St. John's Lutheran Church on this very foggy feast of Christ the King. Coming into town today, the fog was so thick, I wondered if the reservoir had any water left in it at all. It all become gas and was on the freeway. But everyone got here safely, and I'm glad to see everyone. Our appointed liturgy this morning is in our bulletin. As we begin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 438. 438. To serve you and to know you is unending joy. We worship you, we glorify you, we give thanks to you for your great glory. Abide with us, reign in us, and make this world into a fit habitation for your divine majesty. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lesson.
The first reading is from Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1 through 6. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, it is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doing, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall no longer fear or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety, and this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is 46, and we will read responsively. God is our refuge and strength,
a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change,
though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea,
through its waters roar and foam,
though the mountains tremble with its tumult.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God,
the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved.
God will help it when the morning dawns.
The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter.
He utters his voice. The earth melts.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Come behold the works of the Lord.
See what desolations he has brought on the earth.
He makes wars cease to the end of the earth.
He breaks the bow with shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire.
Be still and know that I am God.
I am exalted among the nations.
I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
The second reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 through 20. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, so that you may have all endurance and patience, joyful, giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saint. He has rescued us from the power of the darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing, and the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Now may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. So let's get to the beginning of this high feast day at St. John's Lutheran in American Falls as we celebrate the last day of our liturgical year. It's true, the new year begins next Sunday, as First Advent arrives in just 6 more days. Sunset, this coming Saturday, marks the beginning of Advent, which necessarily means that today, this Sunday, is the Feast of Christ the King. We are at the church year, and let me wake everyone up right now, this morning, by saying something that I'm going to ask you not to throw me into the reservoir for saying. Are you ready? I'll say it slowly. I'll say it loudly. The Pope was right. Yes, you heard me. The Pope was right. Now, I didn't mean Pope Leo in Rome today. I haven't caught up with his words this week. I mean Pope Pius XI, who, in looking around the state of his world in the first quarter of the 20th century, declared a new feast day to be observed dedicated to the lordship and kingship of Jesus Christ. His world in 1925, the Pope's world, to review, was becoming a very different and very dangerous place in 1925. Less than 10 years before all of Europe was embroiled in what was naively called the Great War. It started in 1914 and lasted until November 11th, 1918, the day that we celebrate now as Veterans Day. The violence and the rivers of blood shed in Christian Europe were unprecedented as war became industrialized and the whole of the continent was ablaze. Less than 10 years before 1925, 1917, the Romanov dynasty was arrested and subsequently murdered in Russia. And the very first avowedly atheistic state ever took their place as the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. It was born of civil war in Russia. Hostility, not indifference, for the believers and the Orthodox Church became the law of their land. Hatred was the new moral order in what was formerly Russia. But on the Pope's own doorstep, the backyard of the Vatican, both metaphorically and literally. In 1922, the Italian state saw the march on Rome and seizure of power by the fascist Benito Mussolini, whose government was authoritarian and ruthless. In this same year, 1925, just to the north of Italy, in Germany, there was a nascent authoritarian and murderous movement emerging, which indeed did take power in 1933, the National Socialists, shorthand called Nazis, a movement whose violence and viciousness was with industrial precision and efficiency and would lead to the Great War having a name change to World War I. The Pope saw his world and declared in 1925 a new feast day, annually celebrated, the Feast of Christ the King. The purpose was to proclaim that all ideologies and nationalities are deficient and idolatrous, in that our focus should forever be on Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone, Christ the King, 100 years ago this year. Now, what Anglican or Lutheran believer, among others, can't be on board with that? The Pope was right. And today is Christ the King in most of the Christian world and church, to remind us that no political grouping, no ideology, no nation, nothing ever replaces Jesus Christ at the center of our lives, as he is center of the cosmos. Now, Jesus transcends all days, including our own time and space, which we occupy. So today's gospel lesson recounts the paradoxical nature of God's kingdom in Jesus Christ, as we read in St. Luke of Jesus' last hours in mortality. Pontius Pilate, the unjust judge, who oversaw Jesus' trial and condemned Jesus to death, and had also ordered an inscription above Jesus' head at the top of his cross, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." And one of the criminals crucified to Jesus' side mocked him and said, "If you're a king, why don't you save yourself and us also?" What kind of king, after all, is tortured to death if he truly has the power of God, the power to heal, to save, to forgive? To forgive. That power belongs to God and to God alone. Jesus claimed in his ministry years to have the authority to forgive sins. It's an affront to every God-fearing Jew ever, and a farce to every unbeliever. What kind of king indeed? Who can't save himself? But the other criminal saw the truth, as Jesus' agony was matching his own. And that criminal, whose only meeting with Jesus ever was that day, as both hung dying in agony, and he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus promised. Now that was Friday. On Sunday, Jesus gave lie to the first criminal and to everyone who would be like him in the millennia which have followed. Jesus rose from death, which forever secures his kingship and kingdom and his power. He could have come down from the cross and ended his agony with just a word. But in light of the resurrection, make no mistake, those Roman nails didn't secure Jesus' hands and feet to that wood. What secured Jesus to that wood was love. Love for his Father and love for us, all of us. The Jesus who is Christ, the Jesus who is King, indeed, of the universe, is the incarnation, the human manifestation of suffering love. For
for to love in this broken and wicked world is to suffer. It is love, not hate, which has the first, last, and eternal word over the universe and over every single life lived. The 12-day feast celebrating the enfleshment of this love, we commonly call Christmas, the Feast of the Incarnation, lasts 12 days, and it begins sundown on December 24th. It is Christ who is king, not Stalin, not Hitler, not Mussolini, not anyone else our own hearts would follow. Only Jesus, our King Jesus, and our King Jesus' method and his being are suffering love. Lord Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord Jesus, remember us when you come into your kingdom. Our hymn is 855.
Rise in body or spirit as we say together the words of our faith as found in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our nation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Gathered with one voice, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for the church in the world, its leaders, and its mission to share the good news of healing and restoration. Inspire us to embody the beloved community in ways that faithfully witness to the Holy Spirit. Hear us, O God. We pray for the trembling mountains and glad streams of creation. Preserve and renew your coastlines, deep seas, forests, and grasslands. Guide all who tend flocks or care for creatures of all kinds. Hear us, O God. We pray for leaders and advocates in government, civic life, and public safety. Support equity across the globe and heal division with accountability and truth. Hear us, O God. We pray for any who are hungry, living in poverty or desperation, weary in body or spirit or sick, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Comfort all in need of your tender care. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for this part of the body of Christ, gathered around word and sacrament. Bring us into authentic community, where all ages are valued and experience God's faithfulness together. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We give thanks for all who have died in faith, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. May we remember them faithfully until we are gathered with you in the paradise you promised. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We offer these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your grace and unyielding love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
I'm scared. Hey guys, did you listen to Mr. Ruff say it was about sheep, wasn't it? If you look in the Bible, there's a lot of talk about sheep and shepherds. Us, yeah, good job. We're all a bunch of sheep. Does anybody here know sheep? You know about real sheep? They're idiots. Sheep are idiots. I'm telling you. They will go stick their head in the fence and get stuck. And if one sheep does it, their others are like, well, let's go do it. They're like the reason that your mom says to you, if they jumped off the bridge, would you do it too? You know? Because sheep do that, right? Charlie, you know. Who causes the most trouble at the fair? The sheep. They get stuck. They get their legs stuck in the fence. They get stuck. So sheep have to have a shepherd. Have you ever seen a shepherd? Yeah, it's like a wagon with the round top. And wherever the flock of sheep go, the shepherd has to go with them. Why does he have to go?
So they don't be idiots.
So they don't be idiots. They're a bunch of knuckleheads. The shepherd is in charge of making sure that no one's an idiot. Or if they are an idiot, he helps them get out of that situation, right? So we're all sheep, and we're all a bunch of knuckleheads, right? Have you ever done any knucklehead things? Speaking of knuckleheads, where's he at?
Fixing fence.
Fixing fence, ah! You guys have sheep?
No.
No? Okay. Well, maybe some cattle are knuckleheads too, right? Yeah. But when we're all out doing goofball stuff, sometimes it's really hard to shepherd. We all do, but out of those fence.
Good morning. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is Christ the King. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Casey Weiss, Sarah Gallegos. Happy birthday this week to Sammy Landvik, VJ Julio, Nadine Carter, Thomas Lute, Kim Ferguson, Boone Julio, and Nathan Morickel. Happy anniversary this week to John and Mary Annan and Jared and Jill Gehring. Are there any other announcements besides this one?
Daily Bread is tomorrow from 5:30 to 6:30. It is being sponsored by the EMTs. We're having assorted soups, salad, and desserts. So please come and join us and volunteer if you're interested. Thank you.
The offering will be collected at this time.
Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us in what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, and saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." For the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so this morning. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise as we are able. Thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith towards you and in faith toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional hymn, Out into the World to Love and to Serve, is 634, verses 1, 2, and 5. Love and serve the Lord.